Begin the current daf Masechta Pesachim, daf Chaf Hey. Begin Amud Aleph. Begin Taste the Masla. Begin towards the Gemara. Malo Arlo. What do we find by Arlo? Shkin Lo Yisla Shasa Kaisher didn't have any time that it was viable. Taste can explain that really the primary part is permitted. It's only the addition that's forbidden, and that's why it's not considered that there was a Shasa Kaisher, because the Gemara's point right now, the Gemara's coming to that. Oh, you can't learn from Arlo. Arlo didn't have a Shasa Kaisher. Rish Taizah says, Hikshri Vadrivo asked that, wait a second. You can't learn out Bas B'chala from Arlo because Bas B'chala, before it was mixed with the milk, was permitted. What's bothering Driva is, what do you mean? This seed that you planted that created the tree was permitted beforehand. It's only now that it's going to be forbidden, as the Riva explains. Because Nelev me Arlo, you could learn out from a type of Arlo. So Isla Shasa Kosher that did have a permitted time, although generally no, Arlo is from the moment that it came out, it's rather forbidden. But you could have a case that you could learn out Bas B'chala from Arlo, and you won't have the Gemara's rejection. Could go not on of Milan Shal Heter. For example, if you take a branch from a permitted tree, Shal Nigma Peresa, which it didn't finish its fruit yet. The Kivo you're not, and then you graft it or you go in and you plant it, where these fruits are going to be Arlo. However, these are things that had a permitted time, and therefore since had a permitted time, so you should be able to learn that from there. So memory says, no, you're right, because the Ein La'isa L'masha Godel Acher Shekivo Inotu. The only thing that's become forbidden is only that which was grown after it was grafted or after it was planted. And that never had a permitted time. Because Va'anav Atzmai, the branch itself, Ein Neser, it actually does not become forbidden. El B'nita Reba Tzareso, only because it's actually mixed with that which is forbidden. But V'mha Yachel L'havd La'isa Anav Masha Godel Acher, and if you'd be able to separate the branch from what goes afterwards, actually Hayamotu, it would have been permitted. And the Kalayakam, so too the mixture of a vineyard. Iloha Yikar Nasser, if it wasn't that the primary element became forbidden, or if you pass it by the pot that's perforated as a whole, Chashu, that would be considered Lahoy Lashaz Akashah, that it never had a permitted time, Sha'isra Gadla Achakin, because again, what grows afterwards, Lahoy Lamoilam Shaz Akashah never had a permitted time. So therefore, that's what Tais explaining. That's why. You can't, that answers the reverse question that you could never have learned that Bas B'chalav because we're talking about the subsequent growths and that never had a Shasa Kaisha. Continuing next says the master begins with the Gemara, Malachamet B'Pesach. What do we find Malachamet B'Pesach? Shekin Anish Karis, which has a punishment of Karis. So you can't learn out from Malachamet B'Pesach. But please come explain that why couldn't you say that Shor HaNiskel it disproves that? Because the Gemara is at the point right now where it's saying, oh, wait a second. How could you learn from Chametz Pesach that had a Shasa Kaisher? Asbana, but Chametz Pesach has a punishment of Karis. How could you learn out Bas B'chalav, which doesn't have a punishment of Karis? But says Taisis, Umeshar HaNiskol, what's with the halach of Shor HaNiskol? Lematz L'mem Yechich. No, you cannot have said that will disprove that it had a Shasa Kaisher, and still it's Asbana. And if you're going to say that Shor HaNiskol, that doesn't have the same rejection of Chametz Pesach, because the owners of the Shor HaNiskol don't get Karis. So on that basis, it comes to say that in truth, no, you can't learn out from Shor HaNiskel. Because the Mala Arlo Shor HaNiskel, because what you see that the stringency applies by Arlo and Shor HaNiskel, Shekin L'Hoyulam Shasa Kersh L'Achila, that they never had a permitted time to be eaten, where Arlo was never permitted, and the Shor HaNiskel was never slaughtered, whereas Bas B'chalav had a Shasa Kersh, so before it was mixed with the milk, and therefore you could not have learned it out from Shor HaNiskel. Kitchen next says, Master, begin with Zigmar Klaakem Yechichu. The halachas of the vineyard could disprove that. Shteis can explain that the truth is that we could have learned this all out from Klah HaKerem itself, where the Gemara is at the point right now where it had asked, oh, wait a second, you can't learn from Chametz Pesach, oh, because of the punishment of Karis. How could learn Bas B'chalav is going to have the same halacha of the Isser if it doesn't have Karis? So that's what the Gemara says, like a Taisik quotes. Oh, the Klai Kerem will disprove that, where it doesn't have Karis, and still it's Asbana. Says Taisik, but Perikol Abbas and Parach the Gemara, Chudnav Kof Tezvav, and Beis asks, the name of Arlo Techech. Why don't you just say very simply that Arlo could disprove that, where Arlo doesn't have a punishment of Karis, and it's Asbana. So why do you have to come on and bring a new variable of Klai Kerem? Mishani and the Gemara there answers. But for Nir Lari, the main thing the Re wants is that the Habamatzi Lamelav. The truth is The Gemara could have learned that Bas B'chol was also to be eaten and Hana. But Mamatini Maklai Kem L'chadayu, from what we find, just by the forbidden mixtures in the vineyard. Because the Malik Maklai Kem, because what you find by the vineyard. In other words, we're bringing Klai Kem after a series of what we're trying to say, Mahatzad, we're introducing many different things. Truth is, you could have learned it directly from Klai Kem. Because what we find with Klai Kem, Shekin Nevda Bayav there. A sin was done with it, Basur Bachil Bano, and it's forbidden to be eaten and to have benefit. Adam Evi, Basur Bachal B'chol, also bringing Basur Bachal, which has the same characteristics. But still, the Gemara preferred to learn from all these together, from Arla and Chametz and Klai Kerem, all of them together with a Kalochem, because the Amtfei, it's stronger than just having a Mahatzad from Klai Kerem. So, Taisis had brought the Gemara's question in the Chulin, that why are we answering, oh, you can't learn from Chametz at Pesach because the punishment of Karis, whereas Basur Bachal that doesn't have Karis, so we say, oh, Klai Kerem Yechichu, and then you're learning it from the three Arla, Chametz and Klai Kerem. Why don't you just say, go back to Arla? You don't need to introduce a third variable. You could have Arla Techich that doesn't have Karas, and then you would have learned from Arla and Chametz. So the Gemara there answers, as Tesis alluded to, that, oh, you could refute that because these two are Gedulei Karka. Now, that's really not a real refutation because that's not a reason to be lenient or to be stringent. And what we say, but however, when you're learning from two, you could even ask what's called a Pirkei Kol, just a small little question. When you're learning from three, which is when we're introducing this third variable, then you can't ask a Pirkei Kol, and therefore it's better to learn from these three, introducing a third one, Klai Kerem, so you cannot ask a Pirkei Kol. Then the Rish said, that why didn't you learn that directly from Klai Kerem? Oh, but Klai Kerem, that was done Naver and Svidin, Nachil Vano, so to Basa B'chol, which Naver was done to make the Basa B'chol, Shvias Vano. But again, it's preferable to learn out from a Kal V'chomer than to learn it from a Mamatino just from Klai Kerem. Ketanek says the master begins with the Gemara Malik Klai Kerem. What do we find by the vineyard, the forbidden mixture, Shekin Lekum Lop Shagadech B'chulu? Oh, wait a second. That the Gemara says, based on Abaya, that Klai Kerem is also even Shalei Gedarka, then the Gemara should have asked, that, what do you mean? You can't learn from either Klai Kerem because there's a stringency that it's Asim Shalegedech HaNa. Shteis can explain that, to the contrary, why don't you learn that Bas B'chav is going to be us even Shalegedech HaNa, like if I'm a Klai Kerem? Tamil Rashba. Rashba says it's a wonder. He goofed and they'll be to Klai Kerem. That itself should be one of the things you're learning out from what we find with Klai Kerem. Shalegedech Bas B'chav, Shalegedech HaNa, that you get lashes of Bas B'chav, even if you're not having benefit in a normal way. So, we did the Gemara know that it was so obvious that Bas B'chav is not going to be Aser Shalegedech HaNa. On that, Vaymari, the Rish says, no, the Lekal Melev. You wouldn't be able to learn that out. Why? Because you could say, the Shah and Niskel, we find by the ox that has to be stone. The Chamacho, love the Baal Yerah, the Chamacho said, you violate Baal Yerah, Yechiach, they'll disprove this. You see that, no, you can't learn this necessarily out from Klai Kerem, because they also have the same variables that the sin was done with them and it's forbidden to be eaten. The Ein Asr, Gedech HaNasr, and it's only Asr in the normal way of having benefit. And the reason how we know that is because the Chilik Sibu, by them it says Achila. And therefore, you can't necessarily learn out that this out, because they'll disprove that necessity of learning out from Klai Kerem. And then the Gemara presumed that you can't learn that out. And therefore, we're asking that as a question. Oh, the Klai Kerem has a stringency. How can you learn from Klai Kerem? The next says, Master begins with the Gemara, Ikara Nesar. The primary element is forbidden, which Chase can explain that in Klai Kerem, also the husks and are under straw. The stubble is also forbidden. Because the Gemara said the Klai Kerem, also the primary part, what was there even before the Isra of Klaim, are going to be Aser. So I'm going to read the recess. And Shagam Agabayu Makash Agalim, and also the husks and the straw that grows from the Klaim, are Nesar going to be forbidden. Kademir Lakaman, like the Gemara says later on, Chavavam Beis, Tanash Shazikibakliba Arlo, if you have an oven that was heated up with the shells of an Arlo fruit, Oy Makash and Shaklai Kerem, or the straw, that's what we're coming to bring, the Kash of the Klai Kerem, Chadash Yuta, it's a new oven, you have to smash it. You see that the Isser applies even by the Kash. And because the Re finds this difficult, because the Perk Isher Shanaf Ligmog Subidav Payamadav, Gabi Maitzi Haitzas Anachse Ishle Bechulu. Regarding the case of a man spent money on his wife's assets and then he divorced her, even though he spent so much, but as long as he had a little bit of benefit from it, everything that he spent, it cancels out regarding what he had benefit. Even if it's not the same exact amount. Now, Mafar Shabbi Hudi Rafuda explains, even if he only ate just literally some branches, still, the halacha is going to be to cancel them out. And because Rabbi Hudi Tamei Rafuda goes according to his reasoning, Dhamma that he says regarding someone who buys land, Achlof, he ate on that land for 3 years, which generally that would make it into Chazaka. And even if it's Arla, Klein, or Shvius, even if the years were Arla years, Klein years, or Shvius, which these are things that are forbidden to eat the fruits, have a chazaka. It's going to be a chazaka. Pirush, what does that mean to say? Ah, Pirush, because leilu in yochel lechel rachel itzim. No, these is you can't eat the fruits. You could only eat the wood, the branches, shapeirusim, because these years shmita and orla and climb, the fruits are actually forbidden. So, but by eating the branches, that's how you can make a chazaka. So therefore, that's going to be the same thing that we find if someone ate the branches of his wife, it cancels out. It's considered like he had benefit. Just like we see, that's going to create a chazaka. Now, what Taisa says, what you see from there is that alma atze klaim sharu. Obviously, that you're eating klaim one of the 3 years, that it's considered permitted. But that refutes what we just said before, that even the branches, even the stalks, the kash, are going to be aser. Ben Tam says, the asa mai ba'isin eitzim, they were talking about those woods from the branches, show you kaidin, show you klaim, that were there before the klaim was planted. But kaidin v'shayis masam, it's even before 1/200 of it grew. You're right. That which grows afterwards, that's like we're saying over here, asur me'achashayis masam, then it would be forbidden once it grows 200, as we said over here. The next system has to begin with the gemara. Since I had a time that it was viable before it took root, Shteisa comes to explain that klayim never had a shasakosha when it's related to mashka, because we said in our gemara that you're learning of the isachila nof and bas b'cholov from orlo chametz and klay kerem. So the gemara says, wait a second, klay kerem didn't have a shasakosha, and the gemara answers that no, but klay kerem. And since that's the case, so it's considered as if it had a shasa kosher, because the ikar was permitted before it took root, and then became forbidden afterwards, so it did have a shasa kosher. But then it says, and how do we understand the Gemara Menachas above Meralf? Gabi Trefa, regarding an animal with a mortal defect that's forbidden to be brought to the carbon. The klayim lohayilim shasa kosher, that we find by klayim that it didn't have a shasa kosher. The Gemara learns out the laws of a trefa being forbidden as a carbon from three different psukim. And the Gemara says why we need three psukim. The Gemara says that if we learn out that trefa is forbidden for the basic mikdash of a pasuk of mimashki Yisrael, which sounds like only that which is permitted for the Jewish person, permitted to Hashem, I would have thought to say that's coming to exclude only where it didn't have a shasa kosher. It was never permitted to a Jewish person. When it was born as a trefa, like Orla and Klai Akem, which didn't have a shasa kosher. But if it was born, kosher, and became a trefa afterwards, I would have thought to say it's going to be permitted. Now, from that part of the Gemara's Lotez being Medaik, that we see over there, that Klai Akem is considered as if it didn't have a shasa kosher. So how could we see over here that, what do you mean, we see Klai has a shasa kosher because of the roots before they took root by the Ikar. So says Taisa, because Hasam Koya Mashki Yisrael, as we explained, that's going to the pasuk of the beverages of the Jewish people. Mashki Lahoya, Loy Loyim, Shasa Kosher, we're going to Klai. The liquid, the beverage, never had a shasa kosher because the grapes that you make wine from, that grew in the state of Isser. And it's the branches themselves are, it's only the roots that we said had the Ikaron had a shasa kosher. But what grew from that grew from Klayim, and therefore that never had a shasa kosher. That's not difficult in our sugya that shows Klayim could have a shasa kosher. Tenex says, not to begin with the Gemara Chutzme Atzei Asher, except for the branches of the Asherah tree. So it explains that when do we say it's Asher, and what's the reason why the Gemara says that you could use healing for anything except Atzei Asher. So nearly it seems to the read, because the Ma'arik HaGrenja in Yochel Esrapi, it's specifically talking about where the only healing you can't heal Mishar Eitzim from other woods, Elabazet. It's specifically only the wood of this Asherah tree. Could going out there, Shaden, for example, like through demons, or Shem Dabacha, through other means. So why is that the reason why you can't use the Atzei Asher? Because some people are going to be misled after idolatry. But if what's Taisa inferring, if the healing could be through some other woods, then it's actually going to be permitted to use the Asher tree, because then that doesn't look like there's some substance Asher tree, and then it's not going to come to people to bring people to Avodazar. Now, then based on that, Taisa is going to be Ben Dama, Avodazar, Peg Shein, Nigma, Avodazar, Dav Chomzan, Beis, Shanash, Chanachash, a snake bit him. Ubo Yaakov, Ish, Kfar, Sakan, Lom, Far, Osai, and this heretic came to go ahead and heal him, and Lohinich Rabbi Shmuel Mishum Deminis Mashkan, Rabbi Shmuel did not let him, because a person is drawn after heresy, after idolatry. So Taisa come to address and say, don't say the reason why is because one's never allowed to create healing through that of an Avodah Zarah, and therefore be forbidden to use a Atzei Asher even when there are other trees. Taisa says no. The reason over there is because Mefarish specifically wanted to whisper to him in the name of something foreign, And that's why it's a bit. But the Tachbosha Shore, but says Taisa, if it was done through some type of regular healing, it actually is permitted. Because I'm reading this, the Gemara says, "Benav Chabchas, Rebavo, Ramal Yaakov, Apikurus, the Sama Asha Asoke," that he let this Apikurus do some healing for him on his leg. Obviously, one is allowed to create healing through a heretic. It's only when it looks like that he's admitting to idolatry is going to be also, and therefore, when the Atzei Ashira is not the only one that you can have healing from, then actually Taisa says it would be permitted to have the healing from the Atzei Ashira.